What's up, guys? Welcome or welcome back to the Nailed It podcast. Today, I'm going to share with you something I've never actually shared publicly before, and this is one of my most embarrassing stories that has happened to me. So dial in, get a cup of coffee, and this is going to be a fun one for you guys today. I broke a $4,000 gate on my very first roof estimate. Let me take you back to one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. I was 20 years old, just started doing roof estimates for my dad's roofing company, trying to prove myself, and I ended up breaking a $4,000 gate in one of the wealthiest neighborhoods in the United States. In Rancho Santa Fe, California, they have these beautiful homes with these amazing million-dollar properties, front yards, trees, landscaping, everything. And I get to this big gate. There's no security guard. There's no key code punch anywhere. And so I call the homeowner's phone number that I have on file and nobody answers. Goes straight to voicemail. So I'm sitting there and just thinking, hey, maybe I'll wait for another car to go in and then I can just follow them in. So I'm doing this. This 5 Series white BMW rolls up. So I end up following them through this gate. I think, great, this is my chance. So I end up gunning it, making sure I can get through on time. But this gate closes like a high security laser beam system and just shuts very fast after this car goes through there. So I end up gunning it, trying to clear it. But as I look back, I hear the back of my truck get hit. And then I look back and this gate is just fully bent. And I'm like, oh shoot. How did that happen? I've never had that happen before. I followed other cars in to different places before and nothing like that has ever happened. So I don't know what to do at this point. I'm kind of frozen. I look at the time and I realize I have 2 minutes until my appointment time. So I end up driving up to the house and taking a deep breath and just think, hey, I will deal with this whole gate situation after. Let me just go talk to this customer and get them their estimate. And that way I'm not late. So I get there. I end up talking to this lady, super nice lady, beautiful $4 million home. And I'm talking to her about what she's looking to do with her roof, wants to replace it with this beautiful tile. And we're outside just looking at the roof. I'm pointing different things out to her. And then a car pulls up behind us, actually two of them. And I look and there's these two security cars that pull up. And my heart starts racing. I'm like, uh-oh, what's going on here? This big Samoan Jason Momoa looking dude gets out and looks at the homeowner and says, hey, do you know this guy? And she goes, yeah, this is my roofer. Why? And he goes, well, he just blew through the residence only security gate and he broke the gate. And at this moment, I'm like, what a freaking embarrassment. I'm here trying to make a great first impression with this homeowner, talking to them about all their roof options, showing them all the different options they have. And then this guy comes up and tells this lady what just happened with the gate situation. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how embarrassing is this freaking situation now? So he ends up grabbing all my information, telling me that it's gonna be $4,000 to replace this gate. Mind you, I don't even have $4,000 in my bank account at this time. And I don't know what to do here. And so he ends up leaving. I'm in this world of like embarrassment, almost like a high school kid getting caught for skipping school. And I have to go back to this homeowner and just like, hey, I'm sorry, this is like what happened. And I just let her know, hey, I'll send you an email with this estimate. And I'm like, no chance that I'm closing this job at this point because of this. So that whole situation happens. And so now I have to call my dad and tell him what happened. And mind you, I'm just starting working for him, trying to prove myself that I'm adding much of value to the company, of my worth. And then I do this, my first week of running estimates for him. So I end up calling him and he answers and he says, hey champ, how's it going? How'd it go? And I say, well, not good. I kind of broke a gate. And he says, wait, what? What happened? I said, well, my GPS took me to this home in Rancho Santa Fe, and then I ended up trying to follow a car in to the property, and then this gate freaking shut like lightning, and it hit the truck and then ended up breaking the gate fully. Went to the homeowner's house, was going to deal with it after. The security guards pull up, this whole situation that happened. And I'm kind of just like rambling about all these things. I'm a little stressed out from like all this stuff that's happening and very emotional at this point because I'm just like, what the heck is happening here? So I ended up pausing at that point. I'm just like waiting to see what he's going to say. Is he going to be upset at me? What's going to happen? And he just says, oh, no, don't worry about that. Like, it happens. And that was one of the moments that actually led me to, it switched the mindset for me of when we make these mistakes, we actually have an opportunity to learn from them. And one of my favorite quotes is actually by Winston Churchill, and it's, success is just going from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. And that's what my dad showed me that day, is like, hey, mistakes happen. It's just, can we learn from them? Are we going to let them take us out? Are we going to learn from them, move on, and be better and more resilient because of it? So that ends up happening, and that was just a breath of fresh air to me after going through this whole experience. And it gives you the ability to look back at different things and laugh at them, knowing that we all make mistakes, but it's how do we actually grow from them and get better from them. So guys, if you enjoyed this content, let me know, give me a like and a subscribe. And if you have any embarrassing stories, share them below too. I'd love to read those. And if you want more content like this, I have plenty of more stories. Let me know. Thank you.